Professor Shud, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Good afternoon again, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
Always great to have you, Prof. And today we're going overseas. Today you're talking to us about coronavirus outbreaks at a school in Israel.
Yeah, I thought it might be useful. I'll tell you why, because I've had a few calls already. People, well, actually parents, are worried. They actually saw this article in the, I think it was the Times of Israel, that there was a very large outbreak in one of the high schools in Israel. And they, of course, worried because, you know, on previous shows and on other forum that I've used, I've said, you know, that children are not great transmitters and therefore it's relatively safe for children to be at school. And now we have this big outbreak in a school in Israel. So I thought I'd comment on it because, we've now had, you know, initially I was a bit reluctant, you know, to comment on something which is just in the ordinary press before it has been worked up, scientifically. But now there has been a response in a forum called ProMed that I subscribe to. And I just thought I'd go through some of the details of it. It was quite a big outbreak. In fact, 160 cases, 160, in a gymnasium high school in Jerusalem, started by a super spreader faculty member. So it started by an adult, in fact, not by a child. But yes. 125 of the 160 cases were in the students, obviously high school students, in other words, older children. But it's interesting, when we go back, Israel has done remarkably well. You know, their case fatality is 1.67%, which is very low. Ours is in South Africa is just over 2%. Their total cases, 17,071 so far, with 285 deaths. We're now already at 32,683 with 683 deaths. But more importantly, their epidemic is really coming down very significantly in Israel. They, in the week of 18th of May, their average daily cases was 14.3. We are now 1,500 to 2,000
new cases. What a difference. Yes,
so we've lost. So the population, of course, they've started relaxing their restrictions. Population became more lax. But the mandatory mask wearing, the social distancing of 6 feet, the increased hygiene hand washing was still in place. But what happened on the 19th of May, there was a severe heat wave in Israel. And for some reason, the government relaxed the mask wearing requirement in schools. The heat wave ended about 3 days later on 22nd of May, but the public weren't aware of this temporary reprieve of about 3 days. So what happened at this high school, of course, that the students and the staff stopped wearing masks, stopped social distancing. And in fact, there were observations of students leaving the high school in mass, no masks, no social distancing, etc. So I think the important lesson from this is not so much that there's transmission in schools. It's that those precautions which we advocate in the school environment, the social distancing, the hand washing, the wearing of masks and so on, are extremely important, particularly in a school situation, even though the children are low transmitters, even though they don't transmit to each other and to the staff. But it's not a signal by any means to relax all those infection control measures which we keep on thumping, and they are really so important. I think that's really the message of this outbreak. But it was unusual circumstances, the heat wave, the relaxation of wearing masks, and of course that the public there start becoming completely complacent. And that's really why. But of course the outbreak still needs to be investigated. What was the role of the students? What was the role of the adults? That still has to come out. These are just preliminary findings.
You're probably not going to want to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So what is your take on move back to school that has been announced by the minister, Angie Motshekga? Are you pro?
Yes, pro. I think that the children, no, I do want to answer it. I think the children do need to go back to school. You know, it's a case of cost benefit. You know, the kind of cost to the child of not being in school is quite considerable. I'm actually doing a program on that tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. If you care to listen. Okay. I've got a psychologist talking about the damage which can be done with children not going to school. On the other hand, the risk is very low. I think we've done it on this forum as well. know, many, many studies in many countries have shown that the classroom is a relatively minor source of transmission of the virus. So all in all, yes, I'm very pro that children do go back to school. But again, provided that all these precautions are meticulously carried out. And I know in the Jewish day schools, they've got a very extensive, well-worked-out program of infection control.
Yeah, and what does surprise me, we don't have much time left again, but I mean, surely Israel expected this. I mean, nobody said that a lockdown was going to stop the virus. It was going to slow it down. That was only ever the intention, surely.
Yeah, but you know, this report has come back from a Dr. Liana Aaron, director of EMA Care, so quite a senior person. So clearly what she was saying is that there was public complacency, public ignorance, public not listening to what came out from the government. So I think she's quite strong in this report in ProMed. And I think that's the lesson we need to learn from this.
Prof, as always, thank you so much. You took us up to 4:30 perfectly. It's time for the news, but I just want to give a punt again to your show tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, where you will be discussing the issue of the return to school in way more depth. So, parents, that's for you.
Great. Thanks, Simon. Thanks for the punt.